This is the Jazz Spotlight Podcast, episode 74.
Welcome to the Jazz Spotlight, the podcast that gives you the insight and tools you need to be in the music industry today. Artists, authors, and top music industry experts give you actionable tips that will help you promote yourself the smart way. Here's your host, Jan Ilunga.
Hey everybody, what's up? Jan Ilunga here with the 74th episode of the Jazz Spotlight Podcast. I hope you're having a great day. Thank you for joining me in this solo session. It has been a while. It's been, I think, about 60 plus episodes since I had a solo session. So I'm really excited about being only you and I here today. And today we talk about productivity for musicians. I have a few tips for you guys, and whether you're starting out or you've been in music business really active for many years, you're still gonna get some golden nuggets. This episode is a bit shorter than usual, but I have some valuable tips, so let's get started. The first thing I want you to think about is productivity on different levels. So in this episode, we talk about productivity at very specific stages, and you'll understand what I mean by the end of the episode. So the first type of productivity I want you to think about is your daily productivity. These are the things you should really carry out and do every single day. So the first thing I would like you to do is this: do at least one business thing every single day. Make sure to spend a few minutes every day to do something that actually helps your career. And this could be many things. It could be looking for a gig, for example, planning your next tour, working on the terms of a new contract, contacting a venue you're about to perform at, working on the latest details of your album release. These kind of things. I really want you to think about those every single day. So make sure to really spend a few, and it doesn't have to be, 2 hours. It can be even half an hour every day, but just make sure to do a business thing every single day. You can take some exceptions here and there, but let's say that you want to have most of your week where you do something that really helps the business side of your career every single day. And speaking of the business side of your career, in case this is your first time listening to the podcast, first of all, welcome. I'd like to point you to a few episodes where we really talked about the business side of music. We talked about that in episodes, for example, episode 72 with Carlos Castillo, episode 47 with Lisa Farn. There are many others with Bobby Borg. We talked about music marketing for the do-it-yourself musician. I don't want to throw too many resources out there because it can get overwhelming. But anyways, you find the links to everything I mentioned here at thejazzspotlight.com/episode74. So in case you're looking for the show notes, everything is there. The second thing I think every musician should do every day is taking care of their social media. You want to make sure to carve out a moment of your day, and this can be even just 15, 20 minutes a day. It doesn't have, again, to be, 5 hours. It can be even 10 minutes, 15 minutes. If that's all you got, it's great. Make sure to spend a moment every day on social media, and I want you to focus on specific things. I don't want you to think about promoting your music, those kind of things. No, I want you to grow your network and your following on social media every day. So make sure to log on your Twitter, for example, where Twitter is the most dynamic social media. So your Twitter, make sure to log into Twitter every day, answer questions that people might have asked you, start to follow new people, ask questions as well, start a conversation, and really focus on the social aspect of your social media. And don't worry about promoting your upcoming gigs, because there is time for those things. You can always do those. But first, focus on building your relations. And speaking of promoting yourself on social media, I'm working on a great course that I'm going to release soon to you. Make sure to go to thejazzspotlight.com and sign up for the newsletter so that you will get the course as soon as it releases. And it's completely free, so no worries. And that's a course that's really going to help you more with your productivity and social media. So quickly, let's quickly recap. The couple of things I think every musician should do every day are at least one business thing that can help your career. Take care of the social aspect of your social media. And the number three, the third thing I think every musician should do every day is actually unplug. It's actually really taking a break from being immersed in your music. And this could be going for a walk, watching a movie. If you practice sports, that's great. Just make sure that you take a moment to really unplug from your music career and do something completely different, because that really helps you relax, really helps your brain also rest, and then gives you more energy for what you have to do next. And speaking of productivity, I've been reading a book called The Miracle Morning. You will find it there in the show notes, again at thejazzspotlight.com/episode74, because there are author Hal Elrod, he talks about how you can really turn your life around by 8 o'clock in the morning. It's very interesting because it's really about productivity, starting off the day the best way possible. So in case it's something that interests you, I'll link to the book in the show notes. And the last thing I think every musician should do every day is checking your email. And if you're using a single email account for, you know, your Facebook, your private connections with your friend, you use it also for your music career, I recommend opening a new account. If you have a domain like yourbandname.com, make sure to create an email, a different email address, that is, for example, yourname@yourbandname.com, so that you separate a little bit your private and professional life, because I'm sure your inbox get flooded and you don't want to be overwhelmed and be kind of lost too much in that sea of mails that you get every day. But checking your email is very important, because sometimes there could be time sensitive opportunities sitting in your inbox, and you know, by the time you check those emails out, the time has already passed and it's too late. So you want to make sure to check your email every day. Make sure that even in the busiest day, you spend 10-15 minutes quickly scanning your inbox for emails that are maybe important, that required an almost immediate answer, and for emails that can even wait, you know, one, two, a few days, that doesn't really matter. Make sure again to check your email every day. So these are the things I think if you do every day for the next 5-6 months, you'll start to see great results. You'll start to see the business side of your career really moving forward, your fan base, especially online, really growing. So if you're up for this kind of challenge, you want to become more productive, you really want to turn your days around, let me know. I'm on Twitter at @jazzspotlight. I'd love to hear from you. All right. The second level of productivity I want you to think about is on a weekly basis. So the first thing I think you should really think about is make sure to spend 1 hour or 2 hours every week planning. And what I mean planning your next week. This is something that you really want to do, because this can really help you, especially with the business side of your career. If you have some things coming up, you want to have a day every week where you spend 1 hour, 2 hours really sitting down, brainstorming for a moment, thinking about what's coming next week, what's happening next week. If you're about to go on tour, for example, that's a great day for really thinking about a couple of things you should do now before you go on tour. So you want to have a day every week where you spend a moment to really think and plan your upcoming week. Another thing I think that every musician should do once a week is you want to carve out a moment, and again, this can be 30 minutes, an hour, where you keep yourself updated with what's happening in the music industry. This is very, very important, especially if you are an independent musician, especially if you're really taking care of almost every aspect of your career yourself. This is something you really should do. Make sure to make a day, could be Sunday again, could be a Sunday, 45 minutes, 1 hour, depending on the time that you have. 30 minutes if you have kids, maybe you can't spend more than that, it's fine. And that's time where you want to For example, listen to your favorite music business podcast like the Jazz Spotlight. And if you'd like to subscribe to the podcast so that you get every episode on your smartphone or tablet as soon as I hit the publish button, just go to thejazzspotlight.com/show for the iTunes page of the podcast. You can hit subscribe there. And if you have a second, please leave ratings and review to help the podcast rank higher on iTunes and get it found by more and more people. This is the time of your week where you really should sit down and look what's happening in the industry. It's the time where you could look at your favorite music business and technology blogs like Hypeboat or CD Babies, the do-it-yourself musician blog, Sonic Beats. Whatever resource you're using to keep yourself updated, it's something that you should try and do at least once a week. Great if you can do it every day, 4 times a week, 5 times a week, but if you can't, make sure to do it at least once a week. And there are a couple of resources that I want to mention that can really help you. They are called, one is called Feedly and one is called Flipboard. And these are two great apps that you can use to kind of collect your favorite resources. So for example, your favorite blogs, so that you have them there in your phone. Flipboard is like a sort of virtual magazine where every page is made of your favorite blog. So there you would have all the information of the blogs you follow and, you know, read for keeping yourself updated. So again, make sure to do this at least once a week to keep yourself updated with what's happening in the industry. Another thing you should really think about on a weekly basis is, again, your social media. It would be great if you could plan far and far ahead, but if you can't, if you're kind of a last minute person, that's okay. Make sure to take time in the planning aspect of your week, as I said a moment ago, to plan also your social media campaigns for the upcoming week. If you have gig coming out, you have a masterclass that you'd like to promote, maybe you're going to be performing at a library or something like that, make sure to sit down and plan those things. Plan your social media campaigns for the next week, same as you're planning your next week as a whole. So make sure that in that whole you include also your social media. Okay, so now if we talked about productivity on a daily basis, productivity on a weekly basis, and now I want to talk about productivity on a monthly basis. To tell you the truth, this could be even more than monthly, because it's something that, you know, the more often you do it, the better. But when I kind of broke down this productivity system into levels, so daily, weekly, monthly, and so forth, I was thinking about you as the busiest person in the world. So I really kind of want to picture the worst case scenario. So when I say all these things, once a day, once a week, it's great. If you can do them more often, it's great. You're going to see more results. Things are going to move faster. But if you can't, then just make sure to do at least what I recommend here. So on a monthly basis, something you should do on a monthly basis is really think about your gigging. And that's something you really want to do well. You really want to sit down, take the time to check websites that list music venues, for example, or festivals, or resources like my monthly Ultimate Festivals Guide that can help you. If you're, you know, if you're planning to perform, let's say, on the West Coast, you really want to make sure to check out some clubs. And my recommendation is actually to make a Google spreadsheet where you put the list of the venues you'd like to perform at, and you check them every now and then to see when it would be a good time for you to perform. And in that spreadsheet, make sure to include a column where you mark when you contact the venue. So if you contact the venue today in March, you don't hear anything back in a week, 10 days, make sure to write down your date so that you know to follow up after a week or 10 days and so forth. You don't want to sound too pushy, too desperate, but also at the same time, you want to make sure that you're going to get an answer. So write down there as well, not only the name of the venue, the where the city is at and so forth, but also create a column where you can mark when you have contacted them. Another recommendation I have for you when it comes to productivity on a monthly basis is, obviously, if you're in a band, you meet, you rehearse very, very often, and that's great. But I'd recommend that you have a session, a sort of mastermind session monthly, once a month, where you and the band members sit down and talk about the business side of your career and try to brainstorm, see what you have been doing, what you'd like to do. Talk about, for example, your marketing efforts, what you have done, what you think has worked well, what maybe you think could improve. Make sure to do it once a month. And if you're an independent musician and you're doing everything by yourself, you perform by yourself and everything, that could be actually a good time to think about masterminding with other musicians. And when I talk about masterminding, this could be even a Skype conversation with other people. It doesn't have necessarily to be in person if you can't. I'm, for example, part of a mastermind where most of the people are in Australia. I'm here in Finland. We still have great conversations, great mastermind sessions once a month over Skype or Google Hangout. So that's something you can easily do. And you can find like-minded people following music blogs, chats, for example, like Madeline Sklar, Gigi Chat every Thursday on Twitter. Those are great places where you can find like-minded people. When it comes to productivity, now we talked about quite many things, talked about on a daily basis, weekly basis, monthly basis. There is a couple of apps that I want to recommend for you that really can help you keep track of the things you do and also with your planning. One app is called Trello, spelled T-R-E-L-L-O, Trello. It's available as web version as well as for a smartphone. And I think maybe they also have a tablet version. As I said, you find it in the show notes at thejazzspotlight.com/episode74. And Trello is great whether you're doing everything by yourself or you have band members or you are collaborating with your web designer or with a freelancer you work on a regular basis with or your publicist, whatever. You can use that to create to-do lists and really, you know, assign tasks as well, which is great. You can see the status of the tasks. So that's called Trello, Trello.com. And the second app I want to recommend is also a free app. It's called Evernote. And maybe some of you have heard Evernote, we mentioned before in the podcast, Evernote.com. There are different kind of sub apps of Evernote, but Evernote per se is a sort of digital notebook. So you can really use it to collect information you have found somewhere, really take notes and really organize it well so that you have there everything. Okay. Obviously, when talking about productivities, there could be many more things to talk about. I don't want to overwhelm you. We've been up for about 20 minutes. I gave you some recommendations for daily, weekly, monthly tasks. I mentioned some apps, some previous episodes that can help the business side of your career. And the last thing I want to mention is another great book called Manage Your Day-to-Day. I'll link that in the show notes at thejazzspotlight.com/episode74. When I read that book, it really helped me change my mindset especially when it comes to the daily activities in those daily things, like could be checking the email, for example, and this kind of thing. So that book it's a very quick read. I don't think it has even that many pages, but it's a great book, can really help you become more efficient. And if you have more productivity tips or you have something you're really struggling with, let me know. You can comment at the post page at thejazzspotlight.com/episode74. You can scroll down and leave a comment there. I'll make sure to check and reply to every comment. Or you can simply send me a tweet at jazzspotlight on Twitter. And speaking of Twitter, I have a big, big, big announcement for all of you guys. On April 1st, I'm going to be co-hosting the webinar Twitter Made Easy with none other than Madeline Sklar. It's going to be at 2 p.m. Eastern time. You can sign up for free at thejazzspotlight.com/twitter-easy, or you find also the link in the show notes. Make sure to subscribe there and use the hashtag TwitterMadeEasy on Twitter and Instagram to find more information, to find out more about the people who are going to be joining you on the podcast and get your questions ready, because there's also going to be a Q&A so that you can ask questions that are relevant to you and your Twitter strategies, and you're going to get answers. So again, April 1st, 2 p.m. Eastern time, go to thejazzspotlight.com/TwitterEasy or just use the hashtag TwitterMadeEasy on Twitter and Instagram. I'm Yanni Luonga here, and I want you to thank you so much for being here with me. I hope you got some value out of this episode. And once again, if you have questions, doubts, struggles, whatever, make sure to let me know on Twitter @JazzSpotlight or there at the post in the show notes. Thanks again, guys. Have a great day.